this is just an example. So like very spicy food, a beer, a tequila drink, Sonic Youth, and some scent that I've never had before. Yeah, something like that would be kind of a good way to begin. What? Now I'm getting shy. Hey, Susan.
Yeah.
What's my ideal again?
Your ideal?
Yeah, that thing.
Where you want to have sort of an erotic dinner, that thing?
Oh, yeah. I should give voice to them.
Well, maybe they will happen.
All right. The oysters are served, and I think there's like 4 dozen, and then you have a couple, and you're drinking, I don't know, some kind of Prosecco, and there's other people there too. The table would be big enough so you could push the tray to the side, and then a woman would get up on the table, and then you'd drip the oyster, say, across her breasts, and just the, like the oyster brine. And then it would probably like run down her stomach, and eventually there'd be enough brine on her that it would sort of be between her legs. And then you'd keep eating oysters while she opened her legs, but then at some point you'd see how it tasted, you know, her between her legs. And what were you gonna ask? I once thought it was, you know, take like a gay man from the early 20th century or something that can't actually have what he desires because he desires men, and that's verboten or whatever. So he ends up having like this really rich aesthetic sense because there's this suppressed erotic element and it has to come out somehow. It's difficult to get to it now. Because I'm a paraplegic. I had a climbing accident in 1997. This appetite, which arises from not being able to have adventure or sexual climax, but eating and drinking and the music and scents that are around you, that's still all very... Even if I had all those things, would I really be sated? Anything else?